What's so special about these two restaurants?
Maxim's Paris. Maxim's of Paris is one of the most famous restaurants in the world. It was opened in 1893 by Maxime Gaillard, a former waiter. However, it was its next owner, Eugène Cornuchet, who really made the restaurant popular. Very soon, the restaurant became the meeting place for the rich and famous. And over the years, diners at Maxim's have included Greek shipping tycoon Aristotle Onassis, opera singer Maria Callas, and film stars Brigitte Bardot and John Travolta. The restaurant and the brand are also closely associated with glamour. It's mentioned in two of Ian Fleming's James Bond novels, The Man with the Golden Gun and A View to a Kill, and it's appeared in several films, including Woody Allen's 2011 movie Midnight in Paris. Right now, Maxim's is owned by Pierre Cardin, the French fashion designer.
El Bulli, Spain. El Bulli was a restaurant in the town of Roses in Catalonia, Spain. Before it closed down in 2011, it was considered one of the best restaurants in the world. It was originally opened in 1964 by owners Dr. Hans Schilling, a German, and his Czech wife, Marketa. It was named after their pet bulldog. El Bulli became well known when the Spanish chef Ferran Adrià started working there in 1984. By 1987, Adrià was head chef. During his time there, El Bulli was awarded 2 and then 3 Michelin stars. The restaurant was only open for a limited season, usually from June to December. Reservations for the following season were taken on a single day in December. There were only 8,000 places available, but over 2 million requests were usually received. A meal would cost about 250 euros on average, and consisted of up to 30 different dishes. However, El Bulli wasn't profitable, and it had been losing money since 2000. Eventually, Adrià closed it down. El Bulli will open again in 2014, but as a creativity center devoted to cuisine rather than as a restaurant.